following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such a gorgeous, hot, hot Saturday.
Oh, my. I think
isn't it going to be hot? I think we're going to melt today.
I'm going to add another hot to that.
Hot, hot, hot.
There you go. Usually
it is like melting weather here, right? It's the feels like temperature that's the problem.
Over 100.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think you're going to be putting the convertible top down on your car today.
Nope. And my car's been in the shop. I just got it back. I'm so excited to have it. You would think the first thing I would do is take top down. Mm-mm, no way. I got it. Tops up. Air conditioner's blasting. Air conditioning seats on.
All right.
I'm all great.
You're all great.
I'm happy, happy, happy. Can I tell you that?
Okay.
Happy. You know why?
Tell me.
Because I have my car back.
Okay. Well, I hope there's more reasons than that.
Of course, but it's the primary one at the moment.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. We hope that you had a great week. We got more rain this week. That's great. Summer began officially yesterday. It was the summer solstice. Remember that from grade school?
Yes. I should wish my brother a happy anniversary. He got married on that day.
On the summer solstice?
On the summer solstice.
On the summer solstice. Yes, you know what else there is to celebrate today?
Oh, goodness. I bet you got a list of things.
I got a list.
Don't know how you come up with these every Saturday.
I don't know how you celebrate these things.
Okay.
Like it's Global Smurfs Day.
I think we should skip that one.
Seriously, I don't know how you celebrate. Now, the next one, I can see how you celebrate. It's Great American Campout Day, but I think it's too hot to camp out. So I think you should wait a week or so when it gets a little cooler. Now, this one, this one just baffles my mind. International Ragweed Day.
That's ridiculous. Why on earth?
Would there be an International Ragweed Day? Like, is there something good about ragweed?
Maybe it's the pharmaceutical sales companies who are making a boatload of money from people's allergies that want to make that a national day.
Now, here's another stupid one. Stupid Guy Thing Day.
That should be a thing. Yeah, I think that one
should
be a thing.
Stupid Guy Thing?
I think all women everywhere could think that was funny.
Okay, how about National HVAC Technician Day.
Okay.
You know, National Air Conditioning Technician Day. So if you know an air conditioning tech guy, tell him, hey, did you know that today is your day? I got two more.
Okay.
You're going to love one of them.
Give it to me.
Okay. Next one I like.
What?
It's National Onion Ring Day. I love onion rings.
Me too. Okay. Is that the one for me or for you?
No. The next one is absolutely for you. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. It's National Chocolate Eclair Day.
That's my fave. That's my fave. If you go to the donut shop on University Boulevard and get an eclair from there, it's the best thing ever.
I like the uglies from there.
I know, but the eclairs are the best from there. You know who else makes a good one? It's Publix.
Okay.
They do.
All right.
I love how our radio show about real estate turns into anything but that sometimes.
But we have lots of interesting things to talk about with real estate. We're going to solve your problems. If you have any or have any questions, give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 904-222-8255.
Hey, we have a contest, too, that we're going to do. By the way, if you want a contest.
Wait a minute. I need to give a shout out.
Well, go ahead.
I do. I had the honor of having the most delightful couple in my car for a week from sunup to sundown.
You didn't let them out?
Well, just to look at houses.
Okay.
Get lunch, and that was about it, lunch and dinner. But anyway, so I just want to give a shout-out to Jessica and Chad. So they're from Ohio, they're moving to Florida, and they are so happy, and they found a house and went home happy.
Well, good.
Yeah.
With your expert advice and counsel.
Yes. It was a long week, though, I have to tell you.
Okay. Well, good. Yes, I can't wait to meet them. You said you had a great time.
I had a great time.
And that's one
It'll
of the
things.
It'll
be a nice addition to our city. Absolutely.
You know, when people move to a city, they don't know anything. Now, they do have one group of friends here, but they don't know anything. And you are just a great ambassador to the city, and you show them
Thank
around,
you.
And you tell them what areas that are good for their needs, for their wants, for
Absolutely.
Their desires. It's not about saying, hey, I want a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house that's 2,500 square feet, and I want to spend this amount of money. It's so much more than that, finding the right place for their desires.
So the interesting thing about this is that each of those days at 5 o'clock, we headed to his company and drove to the houses that they liked best that day so that he could see what the afternoon traffic commute was like.
That's a great thing for you to do.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got a contest today.
What's that?
By the way, if you have been a winner to one of our contests, I mail out the prizes once a month. And one person, I had some mail returned. And so if you are Derek Miklas, give us a call because we got mail returned. So maybe we wrote down the address wrong. But here's the contest. A recent survey of 1,000 American adults from around the country of potential home buyers. They were asked, what's the biggest turnoff when you drive into a neighborhood? The biggest turnoff.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you're looking at the top 10 answers.
I am reading them real quick, thinking,
how about that?
I don't know if any of those would have been mine.
The biggest turnoff. But so give us a call.
My answer would have been number 4.
Your answer.
My answer.
But remember, this is from around the country. So some of them are going to be in places like Jacksonville. Some are going to be in big cities. Some are going to be rural. So tell us what your biggest turnoff might possibly be. Give us a call again at 904-222-8255.
Hey, you want to know what was happening this week with sales?
Go ahead.
All righty then. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 810 offers got accepted. Now, that's up 10% from the previous week. Also, 710 new homes came on the market. Now, that number's actually down from the previous week. And 150 of the 710, well, they're already under contract. That's 20%, Howard. No way around that. 39 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 612 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
That's right.
Wonderful.
That's exciting. Think of all the people who get to move into their new homes this weekend in all this heat. They're going to feel like they're melting.
Yeah, wear a cap on your head.
A cap? You think that's enough? I'm thinking sunscreen. I'm thinking all sorts of things. Make sure you do move in as early as possible. A little thunderstorm later, right?
Yeah.
You should have seen my little friend from Ohio.
Yeah, it gets hot in
the
Ohio.
Florida weather. No, in the Florida, like we had lunch yesterday. We walked out of the restaurant and it just hit him. It hit all of us because you're freezing inside a restaurant. And then you walk out and it's like, boom. And he's like, why am I moving here?
Well, I want to tell you, it gets more humid in Ohio than it gets here because I used to live there. I want to tell you.
Did you live where they live?
I lived right near where they lived. They lived in a Dayton, and I lived in Cincinnati for a while. And I want to tell you, it got so hazy in Ohio that you just wouldn't believe how hazy it would get. You couldn't see a mile sometimes.
Oh, my.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got some interesting stories to tell you. We've got a segment on wish I had a realtor. We got a landlord and tenant tip. We got a story about conservation easements. And there's a new word that's going into Webster that has to do with real estate.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. You got to hang on. And we got a story about a really good inspection and a really, really bad one. What happens from both sides of the transaction when that occurs? Stay with us. It's a great story. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
I was going to change it to hot, hot, hot Saturday.
To this hot, hot, hot Saturday.
All right.
But can it be a hot, hot, happy, happy Saturday?
Happy, hot, hot, happy, happy, hot. Can you
happy,
do that three
hot,
times?
Happy,
I don't
hot.
Know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Hey, what did interest rates do?
Ah. You know what they did?
They didn't change much, but they are low, low, low.
How low can you go?
Well, they're about the lowest they've been in 2 years.
2 years. Think about
that. And I guess that's all we need to say about it, because they hardly changed at all.
How about the 30-year rate's 3.84, the 15-year rate's 3.25, the VA and the FHA are 3.6. 3.6. Think about that.
Oh, my.
That's crazy. I feel like I need to go buy something just to get a low interest rate.
Just to get a low interest
rate. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well,
I do
think,
that?
And I think rates can be actually higher or lower than that depending on your credit score. Now, the FHA rate
mine will
is
go
fixed,
lower. So. I have a good credit score.
You do. You have a great credit score.
Excellent.
That is excellent.
Excellent day.
And there are things that you can do to improve your credit score. If you're, you know, on the fence as to whether or not you can qualify or not, you can call Christine Kennedy, our mortgage person. She can give you some hints,
well, not hints, give you some specific advice on what you can do to improve it.
Well, absolutely, because she is a bona fide expert. I love doing business with her because she cares so much about people. That is like, it's so obvious. Her number is 904-514-6969.
Yeah, remember she's got that Heroes Incentive Program too, which is unique to her. It's for active, reserves, and retired military. And it's also for emergency medical people like EMTs, paramedics, first responders, firefighters, medical professionals, whether they're doctors, nurses, CNAs, even dental hygienists and therapists. It also applies to teachers and law enforcement folks.
Just kind of think people helping people.
Yeah, you can get up to a $1,500 credit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
It's excellent.
All right, the contest again. A recent survey of 1,000 American adults of potential home buyers were asked, what's the biggest turnoff they could think of about a particular neighborhood?
Call us, 222-8255, 222-TALK.
So we had the opportunity of having two of our customers be involved in home inspections this week. Now, it doesn't matter whether ours were buyers or sellers. That's not important. And we're going to tell you why in a couple minutes. But very different results. One of them had an extremely positive result. And the only thing that was found, and this is so exceedingly rare, the only thing that was found was a plug cover, a 14-cent plug cover was missing.
In the garage.
In the garage.
Not even in the house.
That's it. Now, you wonder, was it worth it to do the home inspection? Absolutely, yes, because you don't know whether a home is going to be in good shape or not. Because the home inspector goes into the attic. He checks for broken trusses or not. He checks for leaks that may not be visible yet inside the house, but may be visible in the roof, because that happens a lot. So you want to find out whether or not there is a problem. Like this house had a pool also. You want to check to make sure that there's no problem in the plumbing part of the pool, and there wasn't. So these people felt so good about their purchase after having this inspection, and there was just this glow on their face when they found out. So of course, you know that our customer was the buyer, that they were getting such a good deal on this.
So, and the other thing I want to say about that is, this was a first-time home buyer.
And?
That's such a fabulous experience for a first-time home buyer, because a lot of times a first-time home buyer is in a price range that is a lower price range, and, you know, there might not be as well maintained as this beautiful home that was lovingly maintained by a family. It's not a new home. It's not new construction. I mean, you would anticipate to find something.
Yeah, the home was 4 years old. Now, I want to tell you, when you have a home that's like 25 or 30 years old, you're going to find something.
You are.
Because homeowners, they don't see things that are in their own home because they live there every day. There's just about always some sort of wood rot around some of the door frames or window frames. About always.
Quite frankly, I mean, I've only been in my house 4 years, but if I saw that, I don't know that I would run right out immediately and get that fixed, right? Because it's the least of my issues in my life.
Right. And nobody,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody on a regular basis looks under their cabinets. Nobody goes up into their attic. Nobody just does those things. So this was a home, again, 30, 35 years old. And there was a home inspection done, and several things were found. For example, the roof needed to be replaced.
Even though it was not of an age that any of us would have thought that roof should be replaced. It was only 16 years old.
Yeah. There was some bad wiring. There was some polybutylene pipes, and we'll talk about that in a minute, what that means. There was a bad circuit box. The whole circuit box
Well, more than that, it was, and an important thing, it was one where nowadays insurance companies will not write an insurance policy on a home that has a circuit box manufactured by this company. The reason is that the circuit breakers in it will not tend to flick in the off position when the circuit is overloaded. That could cause a fire. So there were all of these things that add up to many thousands of dollars. So it needed a new roof. It had polybutylene pipes. Polybutylene pipes is made up of a flexible plastic.
Yes.
Where you connect one piece to another. And the problem is that over a period of years, the connections fail and could cause leaks. So again, this is where insurance companies do not want to insure homes with polybutylene pipes because they can leak, cause flooding, cause major damage. So
the interesting thing is none of that has happened yet, right? So in this home that's been around since 1966, there hasn't been any failure of those pipes. The problem is it's getting insurance. So as you try to transfer ownership from one to another, those people need to get insurance. And so these things become issues.
Right. So the buyers are thinking, they're looking at the inspection report and they're thinking, oh my God, I can't buy this house like this. And the sellers are thinking, oh my God, I've got to fix all these things. So the sellers, again, the buyers are thinking, I've got to walk away. Or do they?
No.
And the buyer, well, what's what we're going to talk about?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The sellers are thinking, oh my God, I can't afford. Or maybe they're thinking that. So what we're going to talk about in the next few minutes is this a problem? And what we're going to explain to you is it's not. The reason is every one of these things are fixable.
Absolutely.
The things that are not fixable are huge structural problems where the house is going to collapse, where the house is eaten away by termites throughout the whole thing. By the way, the other thing is this particular house had a lot of wood rot around the perimeter of a lot of the windows and doorways. That is typical. All of these things can be fixed, should be fixed. They're normal maintenance items on houses that are 30, 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
They're all fixable.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the good thing. Let's talk about a roof. Some people don't have the money. Some owners don't have money to fix a roof before they put the house on the market. Do you know that there are roofers that offer programs that say no down payment, no interest, and no payment for 90 days? So guess what? Put on a new roof before you put the house on the market. Your house is going to be sold within 90 days, and you get to market the house as a new roof. So let's say this particular seller does not have the $15,000 or whatever it is to put on a new roof, they can still get it put on.
Sure.
And put the balance and pay for it out of the closing cost, the proceeds of the sale.
And that's a great solution. So if any seller is sitting around with all these items to fix and can't, you know, if they're able to find particular contractors who might be willing to wait until the house closes.
Yeah.
So that's a great option.
And for the other things in this sale, the buyer is going to get these things fixed by the seller, and the seller needs to fix them, whether they're for this buyer or for the next one.
Exactly.
So should the buyer stay in the deal? Absolutely.
Yes.
Should the seller get these things fixed? They're going to need to. These are fixable things. You can keep the deal together for both of them and make both of them happy. Now, the seller's not going to be happy to have to fix them, but even if they decided not to sell and keep the house, they're going to need to fix them anyway.
Yeah, because they'll leak.
Right. All right, stay with us, everyone. We got more things to talk about. We need people to guess the contest. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump still says he still hopes for talks with Iranian leaders rather than any escalation of military conflict. The president on Thursday abruptly called off swiftly planned military strikes on Iran because the likely deaths of some 150 Iranians that would have ensued would have been so out of proportion to the shootdown of an unmanned American surveillance drone. Meanwhile, the president is under pressure from different sides within his own Republican and conservative coalition. Conservatives like Liz Cheney saying that the U.S. does need to mount a vigorous and quick response. They're troubled over reports. The president flip-flopped this week, but Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a conservative as well, says President Trump may have been wise to reverse the course, especially given the potential for a protracted war with what Huckabee sees as a fanatical enemy in Iran, willing to destroy its own country in a battle with the U.S. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose.
Get
a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention men, are you suffering from ED or PE? Here's an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Harvey Shevsky, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom-blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call Men's Choice Medical Center today, 904-452-7111. Guaranteed results your first visit or it's free. 904-452-7111.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny and hot through Tuesday, looking for highs into the upper 90s, heat index up to 105. Mostly cloudy nights, lows 77. Also looking for a 50% chance of showers through the next weekend, and that heat will continue into the middle 90s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 hot, hot, hot Saturday.
Saturday.
I love Saturdays, don't you?
I do.
We always have an open house, which means we get to meet new people. Sometimes we get to make them be our customers. Sometimes we just meet new people. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm going to be at a first-time open house today.
I know. I'm so excited. And I already know people are coming because I had realtors call and say, I'm out of town, sending my buyer. I'm like, okay.
All right.
It's excellent. We're there. We'll help them. We'll take care of them.
A 5-bedroom house And all, four of the bedrooms are in separate places.
I love that. Isn't that so cool?
So everybody can have some privacy.
Yes. That helps with kids of different ages, kids of different sexes, genders, whatever the right word is, I should be saying.
Or you can have multi-generations in there.
Multi-generations.
Because two of the bedrooms have their own bathrooms.
Yes. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody's called in with a contest yet. A recent survey.
Did they not know the answer?
Well, they can guess. Well, of course, nobody knows the answer, but they can guess. A recent survey of 1,000 American adults of potential home buyers were asked, what would be the biggest turnoff of a particular neighborhood? What would you hate about a particular neighborhood? Okay. All right.
I have multiple answers to that. Is that wrong?
Yeah, but what would be the biggest one?
It's not the one that
and
was
don't
there.
Just think about Jacksonville. Think about whether it could be a city.
It's a national question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody's calling now.
So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. Definitely that none of those. I don't want to say
you're
none of them.
You're just thinking Jacksonville. It could be
anything. I'm thinking about what I care about. And me.
We got Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. The biggest turnoff would be either a hospital or shopping is too far away.
Ooh, that's a good one. But
that's not it. Because that's not about the neighborhood. That's about what's the location of the neighbor. Well, I guess that could be one.
Could be, absolutely.
That would be dangerous, though, if the hospital was too far to get an emergency.
Well, you bet.
That did not make the top 10.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate that. Do you have any questions about real estate while you have us on the phone?
He's gone.
Oh, we're gone already. Well, sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, we appreciate
that's a great question, though, or a great thing, is people do want to know, where's the grocery store? And, in fact, wasn't that the answer to last week's question, is what are people looking for
in a
neighborhood.
About a neighborhood. That's right.
And it was to be close to the grocery store. Where's the grocery store?
That's right.
Show me the food.
Yeah, that was the question was, what amenity are they looking for most of all about a neighborhood?
So this one is what annoys you, right?
Yep.
Biggest turnoff.
Biggest turnoff of potential home buyers.
So if you drive into a neighborhood, what's the biggest turnoff?
Yeah. All right. Somebody else is calling.
Oh, no.
Alan's doing his job today, as
we love,
always.
He does such a great job. We are Alan, so excited
Alan
about
is
that.
Great. He's going to leave us in a month or so to go away for 2 weeks on a well-deserved vacation, and we're going to miss him on that tape. But
I need to go on a well-deserved vacation.
You do. Rick is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, good morning. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
My take on the... your question would be that if it's an unkept area, it's not clean, if it's not, doesn't look like it's being taken care of, would be my turnoff.
That's a good guess, too.
And that's kind of a combination of two of the top 10. Number four was unkept lawns. 20% of the people said that. And then... number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 15% of the people said the home's exterior needed maintenance, like peeling paint, siding, and roof.
Oh, well, no. Then the other one, too, that says cars parked in the front yard. Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Ew, right?
Yeah.
Rick and I are thinking alike here.
Yeah, good guess. So you got three of the top 10 together. Good job.
Yes.
Good job.
Do you have any real estate?
Have a great morning.
Do you have any real estate questions while you're on?
Well, you know, I really do. This is kind of crazy. Okay, I have a rental home in Jacksonville.
Okay,
I've had it for many years, and I've been renting it to a. I want to kind of keep this on the hush and hush. I've been renting it to an organization. And I want them to buy my house. They've been in on my house for over 6 years, and they've never been late, and they're just wonderful people. And I'm trying to structure a means in which to sell them this house without them coming out of pocket for any money. And it's like, how do I structure that so that it's safe for them, for me, it going forward, et cetera, et cetera? I would imagine you guys could help me with that.
I think so. So do they need to get a mortgage?
Yeah, they would. I own the house outright.
Okay, do you want to hold the mortgage for them?
Well, I could do that.
So that's an easy enough, you know, document to draft up as a mortgage. You could do that with the title company. Mm-hmm. Another option, you could do like a rent-to-own where they use part of the money that's in their rent each month goes towards the down payment.
So
they continue to rent from you. You continue to own it. But some of the money of each month's rent becomes their down payment. That would help them save that way. And then they could get a mortgage from an outside source at that point.
Okay. You'd probably need to increase the monthly rent that they pay
to make it fair to you. Yeah.
Right. What do you think of this? What if I, you know, crazy idea. Okay, if I said to them, okay, for the next 10 years, you pay me X dollars a month, and at the end of those 10 years of payments, you own the house outright.
Well, that's seller financing. Yes.
Seller financing, okay.
How is that different than them renting? I mean, you may be hurting yourself that way, because you could because you're getting income right now. So if you're charging them the same amount of money to do that, then, I mean, you'd have to charge them more than what you're getting now, because otherwise, then you're giving them the house for free.
But no. That's not how I see it. Well, I know what you're saying. Howard's right in what he's saying, because you're continuing to let them rent, but at the end they own the house. What you should do is just do a closing where you're holding the note. So you're holding the mortgage. That way you're not responsible for all the things that you're responsible for like you are right now as a landlord. Well, as a landlord where you own the house, you're responsible for so many things. But if you give them a mortgage, then they own the house and you get the house back only if they default.
Yeah, you're responsible for the taxes and the maintenance, like the roof and such.
Okay, well, see, that's where I'm kind of where I'm coming from a little bit, in the form of, okay, I want them to be responsible for the taxes. I want them to be responsible for the insurance. And if anything goes wrong, it's on their ticket.
Exactly. So that's where you have to sell them the house.
Yeah, that's
you can do the seller financing, but you have to sell them the house, which releases you from the taxes, the upkeep, the new roof, the whatever, and then they take all that on.
Yeah, why don't we get your phone number? We can talk more about that off the air and go more in depth.
Yeah, we'd be happy to help you with that.
Alan, we'll get your information and we'll give you a call sometime later this weekend.
Early part of next weekend. Early part of next week. Yeah,
that sounds good.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Rick.
Thanks
Appreciate
for calling.
Alrighty. So, Howard, I'm so happy that people are calling in, because sometimes when no one calls in, I think no one's listening.
Oh, well.
Do you think that's what's happening?
No.
You don't think no one's listening?
I don't think that at all.
Well, you know, the last two calls were proof that somebody's listening.
And we need
somebody. As long as they're not related to me, I guess that's good news.
Oh, well, we got two other people listening.
No.
Oh, no. Two more?
That's the two that called in from
before. That's the two that called in. Okay.
Yeah. You're reading that computer screen again.
Oh, well, the two lines are still blinking, so that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Got them on hold. Hey, when we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you a story about, we got a call about
a wish I had a realtor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. This is an interesting one. We've never had one quite like this. So, has to do with a buyer and seller. Neither of them were represented, and people thought they could do it themselves. And there was a problem that came up.
I don't know why people try to do jobs they don't know how to do. They're not licensed to do. They're not skilled to do. They're not experienced to do. Why do they do that?
Yes.
I don't want to go do electrical work. I don't know how.
Well, and the buyer is not happy at all. We're going to tell you why. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us. We're so excited to be here on this Super Saturday.
We got Larry on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Angela and Howard, of course.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing great.
Yeah, it's not raining.
I know, but you know I like the rain because it makes our grass green, which makes houses sell quicker.
Yeah. Okay. Can I take a shot at your trivia?
Sure.
Quiet neighborhood?
Quiet neighborhood. That is the answer. Noisy area was the number one potential
job,
home buyer turnoff.
Yay! Yeah.
Larry, you're like a three-time winner, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I lost count. It's the thrill of the hunt. You know what I mean.
That's right.
It's fun. That's right.
I've got the noisiest neighborhood in the world is the reason I know.
So I'm going to tell everyone, we're going to send you back to Larry.
To Alan.
To Alan. To get your address, although I've got it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Larry.
So, yeah, number one was a noisy neighborhood. Number two was traffic. Number three was a high crime area. Number four, unkept lawn. Number five, too many HOA rules. How about that one? Number six, was it backed up to a freeway? Number seven was parked cars in the yard. Number eight was the homes look like they needed maintenance. Number nine, train nearby. Now, in some cities, you want a train nearby so you can catch it to downtown. And number 10, bars on the windows.
Yeah, bars on the windows is a little frightening for me. I have to admit that.
How about that?
And then
that?
I think about how many old people got sold those bars. Okay. You know, they preyed on their fear, right?
All right, real quick.
What?
For sale by owner. Oh, no.
Yes?
What do I do now? Wish
me.
I had a realtor. So there was the owner of a house put a for sale sign in front of his house and listed it on Zillow as a for sale by owner for $220,000. And a prospective buyer comes along, sees the house, looks it over. The seller even offers to include a lawnmower, and it was a riding lawnmower, and he showed it to him in one of his two 8x10 storage sheds in the backyard. So they come to an agreement on price, and the seller writes up a simple contract, and both sign it, and they bring it to a title company to process the sale. So far, so good.
Yep.
Or so we think. Well, neither person has a realtor representing them. Well, after closing, the new owner goes to the house and discovers that the two storage buildings are missing from their concrete pads. Now, the lawnmower's still there. It's been put in the garage. He calls the seller, who says that the storage sheds that were plastic, by the way, were personal property and not part of the sale. Now, the buyer, he certainly assumed that he was getting them as he was shown at least one of them during the showing of the house because that's where the lawnmower was.
Ah.
Interesting.
And so the plot thickens.
So the buyer called us and asked, well, what do we think? Uh-huh. Now, first we want to say we are not attorneys, but we are realtors. Now, there are some good things that we can say as an answer to the question. And the first thing we say is, well, were they part of the county records as a structure? So you can easily go to the county records to look to see whether they are a structure and were they attached to the concrete pads. Now, normally these plastic structures are not that.
Correct.
And they're normally not attached to the ground permanently. So they're generally not affixed. Like they don't have electricity. They're just kind of sitting there. Now, even if they had, you know, a little metal anchor, if they're not part of the county records, they're probably not structures and probably not included. There is a however to that, and that is, what did the contract say?
That's
for instance,
right.
We had a contract that we wrote up this week that there were three plastic storage built, not really buildings, but storage
little
structures,
shed.
Little sheds.
Yep.
We specifically wrote into the contract that we were requesting them.
That's right.
And they, the seller said, okay.
Yes. So one of them was on the pool deck, right?
Right. And the other two were outside of the caged in pool structure.
Or like the lawnmower and such.
We wrote those in. They were included.
So it was clear.
It was clear. So we asked the person, what did the contract say? And he said, there was no mention of them in the contract.
Sorry.
So if you didn't mention them in the contract and they were not physically part of the ground and not part of the county records as structures, then we said you are probably out of luck.
Correct. It needs to be in writing to be enforceable. I mean, sometimes there are oral contracts. It's very difficult to enforce because if you don't have it in writing, how can you prove it in a court of law?
Yeah. Now, again, we're not attorneys, but we thought you're probably out of luck. And this stresses the importance of having a realtor on your side, whether you are the buyer or the seller, that at least we can use the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors contracts that addresses all of these things so that you will not have a problem when it comes to getting a purchase or a sale of your property. So you'll never have to say those words,
wish I had a realtor.
That's right. Hey, you know what it's time for, everybody? That's right. It is time for Hot Deal of the Day, and I am going to be hot, but I'm going to be inside staying in the air conditioner of a great home, and it is in Middleburg today. And you know what's great about Middleburg? Houses are so much less expensive there, because this house is just under 3,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 full bathrooms on a 4-way split, plus it has a screen lanai, plus it has a 3-car garage, a huge kitchen with a huge island. The whole house has high ceilings. There are 2 convection ovens, and this lady is a master baker. She makes wedding cakes for a living. She does a wonderful job. Samsung appliances, and if you know appliances, you know Samsung's high-end appliances. 2 HVAC systems. It was recently built in 2009. Many, many built-ins, a huge master closet. One of the second bedrooms has its own bathroom. One of the bedrooms and a second playroom is upstairs, so a kid can have his own man cave or kid cave, whatever you want to call it, upstairs. This is a multi-generation house. Comes with a hot tub. It's on a preserve lot. Lots of amenities in this neighborhood. This is only $304,900 for 3,000 square feet. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 2. It's also open tomorrow from noon to 2. The community is called Two Creeks. The address is 4027 Sand Hill Crane. 4027 Sand Hill Crane in Two Creeks. You got to come and see this place. It is really, really nice. Again, 2 open houses. Also, Royal Wood. Angela, you want to tell people about Royal Wood in Bay Meadows area? I'll tell people about that. It's off of Bay Meadows and Southside, just over 2,700 square feet. Now, this house is about 30 years old, but it has been redone, and I mean redone a lot.
Gorgeous.
The kitchen, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, a sunken living room. The closets have been redone. It's got a huge Florida room, a gorgeous backyard with pavers, so many oohs and ahs. It's 3:35. It's going to be open tomorrow from noon to 3. Hey, the Van Wees are here to tell you what's been going on. They have a thumbs up, and you got to stick around and hear what's been going on. They have a contest today, too. And folks, you need help with your biggest buying and selling purchase. We are here to help you. Call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me, 687-8161. Have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week as usual. Enjoy your summer. Get into the pool. Call us and visit us. God bless.